Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Julie Kohler from the Azure Maps team. Hi.
Hi.
So we're going to do a whole series of Azure Maps episodes, and this one we're going to talk about search and a cool REST API, and you've got some great demos for me.
Yep.
So what's the story with Azure Maps?
So the overall story or the search story?
Well, the search story.
So we have a lot of search APIs. We do a lot of different things, anywhere from geocoding, which is a commonly used thing for mapping, and we do reverse geocoding. We let you search for points of interest, and we have this really cool thing that lets you search along route, but that'll be coming soon.
Okay, cool. So we'll try to cover these in a series of episodes.
Yes.
So if you've just found this episode, make sure to find the other Azure Maps episodes, because there's a ton of stuff, and we're going to go in-depth in each segment.
Yes.
Cool. So the Azure Maps search API, it's a REST API.
Yes.
Okay. And how do I use it?
I can show you. So I've got some examples here in Postman that I'd like to share.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the first one with geocoding, because this is a really common scenario. So this one, and let me pull up my query here.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is actually searching for Building 24, which is where I am on campus. And so I started with the address of Building 24. I passed this into the query. And then if I move this up here, I can see the results, and you see that it gives me back a lot of information about this particular location, but in particular, it gives me my position. So if you want your latitude, longitude, you can get that information from this particular query.
And I see two things that are interesting here. Of course, you've got a subscription key.
Yep.
So that's your private key. Now, certainly we can see it, but you'll change
yes.
it.
Yes.
We'll change it tomorrow. And then there's a, like you said, there's a ton of information. It didn't just give you a line that said, here's the address.
That's right.
There's a bunch of extra stuff.
You get a lot of extra information. With geocoding, you get information about the location, the latitude, the longitude. If you want things like POI, though, there's a different search for that.
So, POI?
Points of interest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'll show that one a little bit later, and we have some different combinations if you want to get a combination of the two things, or if you just want the points of interest.
It sounds very flexible. It's not just a one thing in, one thing out.
Sure, it's all about what you need.
Cool.
For the next one, let me show you. So that's if you just have an address that you want to search for. So I knew the address of my building, so I typed that in. But sometimes you have a web form that you're building for your application.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that one, you might want to piece out the address. You might want to have like the number of the address, the street name, because that's how people filled
in
the form.
Right, in separate text boxes.
Exactly. And so for that one, this one's very flexible. So in this query, it's been broken down. So you've got the country code, the street number, the street name, the municipality, the subdivision, and the postal code. Mm-hmm. And so these boxes, you can imagine somebody had filled in on a web form.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that works not just in the U.S., of course. There's hundreds of countries.
Oh, yeah. We are supported globally.
Okay.
And so I'm going to send this one. And it should get back the exact same information. It's just the way that it was passed through that web form that provides different information.
Oh, I see. So this means that as a developer, if I have a full single line, I've got an API that matches that, and I don't have to necessarily worry about chopping it up or parsing it.
Exactly.
If I have a more natural address segmented web form.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep. So those are two applications for geocoding.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, so say you don't necessarily want to geocode, you want a combination, you want both things.
Mm.
So for that, you can do a fuzzy search. So a fuzzy search gives you even more information. So I'm using the same address again for this particular query. I've got the address of my building, Building 24.
Mm-hmm.
I will send this one. And if I can't get, there we go. You've got the address range information, so it did a geocode. And
okay. And I see. I'm anticipating here. I'm kind of extrapolating. It also said address range, saying, well, it did in this case, give you a single address. But if there was a building next door or on both sides, you'd be like, well, kind of in this general range of addresses.
Yeah, and fuzzy search is a little bit more forgiving, too. So you can give it, I could just say Redmond, and I could get lots of information back about Redmond. Or if I don't know the number of my building, I could have just passed the other information about where it was. And I can get information about that area, maybe not necessarily that specific building.
Okay, so it's not fuzzy search in a string sense. Like, I'm sure I could misspell Redmond and it would figure it
out.
Yeah,
it will do that.
But it's fuzzy in an address way. Like, if I accidentally use the wrong zip code or I spell Redmond wrong.
Yeah, it's very forgiving for
things
like that.
All right, I can see a use for that.
Yep, and let me show you. We actually built a sample with a map control.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will show you what this kind of looks like if you were to build this out using our map control. Let's start with search. So here, this is a map of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
But if I want to search for the convention center, I can start to type. And there we go. That's the address. I know the address, but the address of the Los Angeles Convention Center. And then it zooms in there. We have the information. We were able to get that from the latitude and longitude. And so from our APIs, we were able to pinpoint this location and show this on the map here.
It's interesting because there's a lot going on there. Like, it looked simple. You typed, you hit enter, and then it's but it auto completed.
Yes.
It corrected things for you. It found the address. It put a pin over the thing. It resumed and reoriented.
Yes.
Now, is all of that encapsulated in that map control?
It is. Our map control does all of this for you.
Seriously?
So, yeah.
And I'm noticing here it says /examples. That means that this is an example that I can go and get the code for.
It is. Yeah. We have this example available publicly, so it'll be shared in the notes of the video.
Okay. So this wasn't hard to get started on. You just signed up, you got a subscription key, and you were ready to go?
Very simple to get going. Yes.
And this is all hosted in Azure. Do I have to go into the Azure portal and sign up, or what's that experience like if I want to get started, like right after this video, I'm going to make this happen?
Go to the Azure portal, create an account for Azure Maps, and you will be started very quickly.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Is that all?
I've got a little bit more.
All right.
So we also do reverse geocoding.
What is reverse geocoding?
Reverse geocoding is the opposite. So that's if you have the position. So you got a GPS position from something, and you want to figure out the address.
Okay, so like geocaching. Someone gave me two numbers. I have no idea where they are.
Exactly. So very helpful if you have a device and you want to find out where that person is and somebody wants to share their location with you. Mm-hmm. So that's what reverse geocoding does. So for that one, I'll show you in the query, I passed my latitude and longitude.
Okay.
So the last query parameter, that's where I am.
I hope this is a mystery location.
This location is Safeco Field.
Ah, okay.
So here we get the information back about where it is, the street that it's on, and the position. But it tells you that this is Safeco Field.
Even cooler, look at that on line 21. It says bounding box to basically say, here's about how big Safeco Field is because it's quite large.
Yeah, and it tells you how to show that on the map.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, there is a lot of information there. And I can do anything with that information I want to.
Yes.
I could draw regions on maps and do whatever.
Yeah. And then we have something else for reverse geocoding. Also, we can pass you back the cross streets. So I will do the same lookup. So I will provide the same location, which is Safeco Field.
Mm-hmm.
And here, they're going to give you the cross streets. So they're telling you Occidental Avenue and Edgar Martinez Drive South. And in case you don't know where Safeco Field is, I will pull that up. There it is. You see Occidental Avenue and Edgar Martinez Drive. So it's giving you the closest cross street, which is helpful for driving apps or things like that where you want to know where to pick somebody up. It'll give you that closest cross street.
On the corner of. If you could go back to Postman real quick, I noticed something else that I thought was cool. It's really quite a clean and intuitive URL there. You've got /search/address/reverse. You've got cross street. And then it says JSON there. Does that imply that I could ask for other things that aren't JSON?
Today we only support JSON format, but in the future we might support more formats.
Yeah, and the URL is so clean that I could kind of almost figure it out myself.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Yep. So that is reverse geocoding.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also talked about points of interest, POI.
Right.
We refer to that commonly.
Mm-hmm.
So you can also search for points of interest. And this one's very interesting because you can get all different types of results back. We have two different point of interest type searches.
Mm-hmm.
You can either search by name if you know exactly what you're looking for, or you can also do a category search.
Okay.
The category search is amazing because we support over 100 categories, and I have to say, we don't support tacos. I'm so sorry.
Tacos is not its own category?
Tacos is not its own category.
Cut. Cancel the show. So like categories like, you know, supermarket and gas and things like that.
Yeah, amusement places, ATMs, all sorts of things. We do support Mexican food, but we don't have tacos.
Okay, I respect that.
Yeah.
All right, I will allow you to stay.
Okay. So let me show a POI search.
Okay.
So by name, and this one is searching for Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to send this one. And it found the Statue of Liberty, and it will give you points of interest around there. So. And it gives you information about the Statue of Liberty as well.
Important
tourist attraction.
Not just a regular tourist attraction.
That's right.
And a monument, yeah.
Yep. So it'll give you information about a bunch of different points of interest and their locations around the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, that's a good one. That one's tough because there's no street there. You can't drive to the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then let's do a category search. And again, lots of different categories that we support. I picked one to start with. And for this one, I picked ATM.
Okay, cool.
This is always important.
Yeah.
So we're searching for ATMs, and you'll get a list back. So this is within our area, so there's the Boeing employee credit.
So what did you pass in? You passed in the category, I see that, and then, at this point. And then where are you starting from?
This one was near Safeco, actually.
Okay.
I looked for ATMs near Safeco.
ATMs near Safeco.
Yep.
Okay. And then, of course, I can move comfortably, I see, between an address, a cross street, and a Latin lawn, so that if I found an API that wanted a Latin lawn, I could get that really easily.
Yes.
Could I say, find me an ATM near an address?
You can, and I'll show you a visual example of that as well.
Cool.
So here in our search, instead of typing this, I could have said ATM near, and I'll say Los Angeles Convention Center. Mm. And I'll zoom out a little bit, but it is showing me some results.
It just lit up right over there. Yep.
So you can find some ATMs near.
So that natural language thing that you're passing in there, mm-hmm. which everyone likes to type something near here or near something, where it feels a little bit like magic, does the API take
it
near
does.
Here?
Yeah, in that Postman query, I could have said that there as well. I could have
All
said
right. ATM
near
Los near Angeles
Safeco. Or, yeah.
That's smart about that.
Yeah. So you can do natural
cool.
language.
So this, I'm hearing this is just really, really smart. So this means less work for me. You've got a map control that I can use. You've got a convenient API. And once you get the subscription key, you can start calling these APIs as much as you want.
That's right.
And you're using web, the web and the web controls, but I could do it in my Windows apps or my iPhone apps mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yep, all the right. web control is really easy to get started with. That's where you want to start.
All right, cool. And all the examples are online.
All the examples are online. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I am learning all about Azure Maps here on Azure Friday.